If you are sure that if Christ come now, you will go with him, stand up. If you are not sure, sit down. How many people they sit down? Turn and look at one another. If we never meet again, sing it. On this earth, my precious friend, if to God you have been true and live above all sin, then for us there will be a meeting, for there's going to be. I will see you in the rapture.
Say it to your brother, say it to your sister.
See you in the rapture. I will see you in the rapture. I will see you at the meeting in the air.
Tell we the blessed Savior, we will live forever.
I will see you in the rapture, some sweet day. Hallelujah. God bless you, be seated. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor again, see you in the rapture. Tell him, see you in the rapture. Hallelujah. In a television interview during the week, the Bright Television presenter asked me a question. He said, now, what is the identity of the bride? He said, what is the identity of the bride? And I said, the answer is simple. The identity of the bride is in the scripture. And the identity of the bride now, hallelujah, is Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Can we read it? That is the identity of the bride. What does it say? It says, and the spirit and the bride say. That statement. It says, and the spirit, the Holy Ghost, and the bride say, come. Amen. And the spirit and the bride say, come. What does that mean? The bride of Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost, we are now united. What the Holy Ghost is saying is what the bride will be saying. It is now time for the unity of the bride. And that unity is in the word. The unity is no more like the unity of the denomination. I'm saying something. I don't know how I can say it for people to understand. Knock off that mentality from you. Your identity is no more the church you attend. Your identity is no more the church you attend. So stop bragging that you are Catholic. There are people that brag with the church to attend. I am redeemed. And why you are saying I'm redeemed is because we are so much. We have so successful a church until our member is number two citizen in Nigeria. You think that he is the vice president because he is redeemed? No! He's not vice president because he is redeemed. He's vice president because the country voted him there. Do you understand? It's a political appointment, not a spiritual appointment. Listen. So stop bragging that you are this, you are that. I am choosing. I told you I will talk. Listen. And I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about us. Knock that thing off. Listen, the time that we are in now is the time, uniting time. That's what I've been trying to stress these few days. The day that you catch this revelation that God himself has showed to me, you will no longer be a Christian because you attend Bride Assembly Church. The state that we are in now, your level of Christianity is not determined now by the church that you attend. The emphasis now, hallelujah, is your standing with God. For that is what guarantees the hope that we have. And listen, Israel is God's timepiece. Well, let me just use this moment and stress something I have spoken before. For somebody who may be hearing me for the first time, there's a great revelation, a very serious revelation. A very, very serious revelation that has been exciting me. To let you know the mystery of redemption. Israel is our timepiece, God's timepiece. We are watching Israel. Why are we watching Israel? Because there are prophecies that assure us, let us know that when Israel will be coming back after the dispersion in AD 70, prophecies let us know that when they will be coming back to their promised land, from where they were scattered, they are coming, getting ready to receive their Messiah. If you don't know about the soon coming of the Lord, it's soon coming. If you don't have any other scripture to prove it, just know that right before your eyes, Israel, according to all the prophecies, have come back to their promised land. And this time God said, when they come, they will not be scattered again. They are coming to receive the Messiah they have been expecting. He came at first, they did not recognize him. The reason is because God purposely blinding their eyes according to his divine agenda. He did it, and the mystery is that he did it so that you and I can come in, the Gentiles. That's why he said blindness in part. It's not total blindness, because the eye will be open again. Blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentile be come in. Until the last elect, whose name is written in the book of life, among the Gentiles, come into the commonwealth of Israel. When you come in, then the eye that was closed partially will now be open again. To see that this Jesus that they rejected and crucified is their Messiah. Zechariah told us so. And there are scriptures also, other scriptures that tell us. And that when he will come back, he is coming back, hallelujah. The interesting thing is that when he will come back, he will be coming back with his bride. If he's coming back with his bride, and Israel are gathering to receive him, it means, amen, the rapture, and he's going to come back with the bride, it means the rapture is closer than we think. Israel is now settled in their land, and activities are going on there. Things are taking place there. The enemy is fighting them, but there is a prophecy that nobody will succeed to drive them again. America has moved her embassy there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it is a sign. And the enemy of Israel, they know what that means. If the most powerful nation in the world recognizes Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, and that city, Jerusalem, is under contention, the Palestinians say that is their capital. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Palestinians say that is their capital. Jerusalem. Israel said that is their capital. And because of it, the United Nations, so that there will be no trouble, they put the capital of Israel in Tel Aviv. But who has the final say? Hallelujah. They will come back there. The Prime Minister of Israel continually says that Jerusalem is the eternal capital. Eternal capital of Israel. Not everlasting capital, but eternal. Everlasting means there's a time it will end. Eternal is no end. Praise the Lord. And people are not catching that something is set to take place. And that's why the nations are breaking. Can you see it? Can you see? War everywhere in every nation. Do you see war within Israel? Is there Boko Haram in Israel? Is there El-Shabaab in Israel? Is there any separatist movement in Israel? But other Arab nations around them, there is ISIS. There is, what do you call them again? All of them, they are fighting in Yemen. They are fighting here, fighting everywhere, Syria, all the border nations. Fight within themselves. Oh. But nations are breaking. Israel's awaking. The sign that the prophet foretold. Oh, the Gentiles dismembered with harrows and comb. Eternity soon will unfold.
Hallelujah!
Oh, the day of redemption is near.
Man's soul,
man's heart are failing for fear.
Be filled
with the Spirit.
Your
lamp streamed and clear.
Oh,
look up! Your redemption is near. He said, "Be filled with the Spirit." Your lamps trimmed and clear. It's revelation that only the Holy Ghost can give us. That is why the true pride of Christ, the most important prayer point is for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We set the whole week for that. In fact, the whole month. 21 days all for it. To tell you how important, the importance we attach to that program. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The reason is pure and simple. And this year the theme is the extra oil. It's the extra oil. We need extra oil. Hallelujah. We need the extra oil that will keep the lamp shining. See what that oil does. Keeps the lamp bright. Now, see this revelation. I said it here some time ago, and the thing thrills me so much. Why is Jerusalem, why is God and devil interested in Jerusalem? Amen. Since man fell from the Garden of Eden, God has been in a program to bring man back to that same estate that he intended in the Garden of Eden. And God can never be defeated. Do you understand? God can never be defeated. Oh, glory be to God. That assurance excites me. Hallelujah. Satan came to that garden east of Eden that we call Garden of Eden. Messed up. And God had to drive man away. But God intended that is where he will meet with a man. And he decided to put Adam there. If the first Adam, praise the Lord, messed up. If he lost the first Adam and he wants to restore again, he will not bring a Benjamin. He will bring another Adam. That is what the restoration is. He brings another Adam. And this same Adam, if you still call him Adam, he's going to place him where? In that same Eden. In that same Eden. Now, if we look at it today. If he is going to place Adam, the last Adam, where he had intended him to be, and it is Eden, then it simply means Jerusalem is that position of Eden. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You see why the light is shining brighter and brighter. Now we are now understanding why the trouble on that spot. He told Abraham, come, I will take you to a land. Listen, to a land. That land was already inhabited by the Amorites, by the Moabites, by the Philistines, by all other people. They were there occupied. And God, our God, is not such a wicked and partial God that a land that belonged to some people, he will drive them away and come and bring another person and put there. No. It simply means originally that land that he owned. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Satan used trick, came and manipulated and put his serpent seeds there. That's why the process of restoration began again with Abraham. And from that time until now, Satan said, lie. Satan has always been there in the Eden, and he is there till tomorrow, and he's there till Christ will come to take over. So take note. I believe because after the flood, the whole topography was changed. Only God knows when the earth was rearranged and the waters and everything receded. Only God knows where Eden finally was located. And Satan knows it too. And so what is man, God, trying to do? What he intended to do with Adam and Eve is what he's now going to do with Christ and his bride. Hallelujah. From Eden, population was to burst out. From Eden, forget it. Some say Eden is in Africa. Some say Eden is in wherever. Blah, 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 blah. And there's no proof. It's all hypothetical and things like that. But I'm telling you that God does not do things for doing sake. There's always a reason for doing what he is doing. And if God is in the business of restoring man back to Eden, then he's not going to take us to another land. He's going to take us to that same land, that same east of Eden. And that spot is Jerusalem. Oh, glory be to God. And that's why Jerusalem is called the city of God. And there is the new Jerusalem that is coming up. I am one of them. I am one of them in that city. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's why you sing, in the city where the lamp is the light. The city where there cometh no night. Have a mansion over there. I went free from toil again. I am going where the lamp is the light. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And while we are here, enjoying our life on earth here, listen very well. Hallelujah. There is a better life ahead prepared for us. And that's what we are preparing for. And I have no other ministry other than to point people to the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. No other ministry. I don't have any other ministry than that. My joy is to see you converted. Hallelujah. And when God wants to show me that I still have a great work to do, then he will be showing me some carnalities that are going on in the ministry. And I have shown them in the Bible that no fornicator will go to heaven. No fornicator will go to go in the rapture. And now when I said if Jesus come today, you will go with him. Fornicator stood up. Now it is either you didn't hear me or you don't understand me. It's written in the Bible. Everybody carry Bible and underline it. First Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 6. If you're on, you never underline them, underline it so that you won't say you didn't know. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Underline verse 9 and verse 10. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? This kingdom of God is the millennium. Be not deceived. Neither fornicators nor idolaters. Line up, oh. Underline it. Idol worshippers. And this idol worshipper is not just idol in your village, oh. There are people that worship men. Some enter message people are idolaters. They worship William Branham. No adulterers. Married man, married woman, you still get boyfriend, girlfriend. Just imagine. See, you just know that devil is just pushing you, making sure you don't near this rapture. No effeminate. Who is an effeminate? People, man, when they behave like woman. You don't know what I mean? You never see them? Then he went further. Not just effeminate. You are doing effeminate to attract the next one. No abusers of themselves with mankind. That is lesbians and homosexuals. When they want to mess up the Christian faith, mess it up, ridicule us. I saw a post somebody sent to me of a man somewhere in the East that they paraded naked. They caught him. That he said he's a pastor. Pastor of a church, but a homosexual. They put him and then they were recording him on video as they were interviewing him. And he was saying, so you be pastor, say, and so you sleep with man. He said, yes. You be homosexual, he said, yes. He said, you sleep with your church members. He said, yes, some of them. Can you imagine that? So I be Pastor Moses, him be Pastor Homo. All of us, pastor. Just to mess that office up, mess it up. They're in the church. Abusers of themselves with mankind. Women, lesbians in the church. He said, not thieves. Thief, not thief. If you carry anybody's thing, you covet anybody's thing that is not your own, you carry anybody's thing without the person's permission, you're a thief. Thief. And these things are not outside. It's talking about people who are coming to church and belong to this category. Belong to this category. You will see people in the church. I keep saying it. Oh, God will help us. Ah, when Satan want to mess up a child of God, if you see the extent you will take him to. There are church workers inside church. You send them to go and buy something from the market. They will use that and dupe the church. They will tell you it is 3,000 naira when it is 500 naira. And you are comfortable with that? You are collecting the people's offering that was raised. People's offering. Praise the Lord. Anybody who come this church can't end up in hell. Just know you are a serpent seed from the beginning. If there is anything in you to convert, to change, you should change from what we are hearing in this church. In this ministry, some years back, there was a set of deacon board that we are in charge of church finances. In this church, when we talk about thieves, the next one is covetous. In this church, in this ministry, in this church. And suddenly something happened and they could not even pay, give ministers their monthly allowance at the end of the year. And so I had to call the head deacon, what's happening? What is happening? And then story started coming. I said, eh? I constituted a board immediately that they should audit the church account just for 6 months, just for the last 6 months, just 6 months. Let me know what is happening in the church finances. In 6 months, the report came. Before then, it was read to them. Using their own record, using their own record of what was collected and what was spent, and they could not account for over 10 million naira some years back. And before that report was submitted to me, the Lord showed me something in the spirit. And then I now, when the report was brought, I now understood what I saw in the spirit. And I told them, I said, if it is my company, my own personal company, wallahi, all of you will go to jail. But since now God business, I live una with God. Anything God won't do with una, do. But shah, we commend you for office. We appointed the new people to take over. All of them left Bride Assembly. Instead of repenting. And I didn't tell the church. I didn't tell anybody. Only me, Pastor Thomas, and who they were there. Deacon Eric. And Adeyinka. And the deacons. Only those. They chop church money. Hey, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They chop church money. I hand them over to God. If you know that set, and you will not know because something that happened more than, how many years ago? More than 9 years ago or so. None of them is doing well. None of them. But while they were here, according to them, their businesses were booming. They were changing cars. Their businesses are on. But after that happened, we don't know, say, the business, our money, then they chop. Inside church. Praise God. The next one, I say you should underline it, I'm in verse 10 now. No thieves, no covetous, no drunkards. Eh? Can there be drunkards inside church? There are drunkards in the church. There are drunkards in the church. Is it possible? Yes. There are smokers in the church. There are drug addicts in the church. I don't know, say, codeine. Now drug. This pastor now, wow. Codeine, the drug. Had they said a cough, they worry them. They don't come for prayer, now codeine, then they drink. Then they go, cha! They do this service, they don't cha! It is a Holy Ghost, no, send a codeine. If Christ will come now, you will go. Where are they? I look them. Then to the stand up, I will go. We codeine for a pocket. Anybody that comes to this church and does not make the rapture, just know that you were ordained for the lake of fire. You are a serpent seed. There's nothing in you to change. But hear ye, O Israel. Hear ye, O Bride Assembly Church. Jesus Christ is the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. This is the day of redemption now. He's giving us the Holy Ghost, the power of conversion. If you open your heart, he will give you. If you close your heart, he will wait for his next ministry for you. Jesus Christ has two ministries before man. The first one is come to give us eternal life. And this is the time now. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Some people are looking at the Holy Ghost as a meal ticket. If I can get anointed, if I can become a prophet, if I can be this, I will go and start my own ministry. I chop tight and offering. My life go better. That's where some people are. While some are seeing it as the ticket to go to heaven. Some are seeing it as a meal ticket to get food to eat. And some don't even want any. Their own is fine girls. They come to this church. And here I go, they go chop all of them one by one. One by one. They know they ask for money, self. They know they ask. Yeah, they know they ask for money. They go, just say, I'll be brother. So I go tell them, say, the Lord tell me, say, you be my wife. And let's see, now make a confirm what I see. And say, you agree, say, you go marry a girl. Somebody say, there's nothing now. After all, now, we don't make vow now. Moko chop, there's nothing there, nothing there. See, all this one, where pastor they talk, now lie, himself they do them, everybody they do them, Zoe they do them, Francis they do them, everybody they do them. Can you see serpent preaching? Can you see serpent preaching to you? Hey, now lie, your pastor not there for the ghetto. Anybody when say, since you know me, see, this ministry started, say, I wink my eye, or I make a phone call, or I do anything directly, indirectly, or I even sleep with you. Come now, openly, come openly, openly, or go anywhere. Say you don't sleep with me before. Then curse me with all the things I know concerning heaven. Now lie, yo, he won't get you, he won't sleep with you, now stop and they talk, oh, when he bites you, finish. You know where you go there after. You don't underline finish. You don't finish. Which verse? No drunkards. Codeine. I don't know, say codeine. I didn't know. Sorry. Zoe, did you know? Oh, so where you know? No revelers. No 419 extortioners. 419. Then plenty. Extortioners. He said, none of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. None. Underline it. So, how can you say you want to go to heaven and the word of God give categories that will not go, and you know you are guilty of it, and you are still saying you will go to heaven? The Bible says God cannot be mocked. For what a man sow, that is what he will reap. And so we keep preaching. A few minutes, let me continue where I stopped last week. That this Jesus, they were making caricature of now, because this is his time of mercy. He's given eternal life. He's the fountain of the living waters. He's rearranging our life. He's showing us the love of God, the mercy of God, that it will not be forever. After that ministry that John the Baptist spoke will end, and the next one will follow. He's the one that baptizes with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Now, that fire, as I've spoken before, has dual application. There is the primary application and there is the secondary application. What is fire supposed to do? Fire is supposed to consume, destroy what is not needed. So when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you also receive a power that comes as fire to destroy the nature of sin in you. That fire will consume all the lusts of the flesh. That fire will consume all the excesses of the flesh. of the heart. That fire comes and rearranges your nature by that fire of the Holy Ghost. And so I am not wrong when I say receive the Holy Ghost and fire. I am not wrong. I am telling you, receive the power that will cleanse you. And that is why we saw in 1 Kings chapter 18 the story of Elijah and the prophets of Baal. And that is the reason why also we precede the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the consecration period. What is it? A fire is to come and consume a sacrifice. And the Bible tells us that Elijah had to rearrange the altar. Hallelujah. The fire will not come until the altar is rearranged. And where is the altar? It's a place where God comes to collect our sacrifices. And that altar is our heart. Hallelujah. That is what we achieve with that 21 days. Within the 21 days, you are rearranging your Christian bearing, your spiritual bearing. You are rearranging your relationship with God. That is a period you focus. Put your focus on the sacrifice. Put your focus on the things of God. Let your heart now be more heavily within this period. A lot of things that distract you, do away with them. Do away with your hours that you spend on Facebook talking rubbish. Do away with that social media where you are watching and seeing nothing but rubbish. Adds no value. Adds no value. It adds no value, you know, to your spiritual life. The children in my house disturbed me for hours yesterday. Pain, they worry me. They were adding pain on top. And that they give up. We want to go and watch, want to go to cinema. I said, cinema, what are you going to watch there? He said, there is also, I said, there is nothing for you to learn from that. He said, no, there's something to learn. Small children are telling me there's something to learn from cinema. I said, yes, these are the things you are going to learn inside cinema. You are correct, you are going to learn something. Inside every cinema, there's something they are teaching you. Because you are going to watch a man and a woman kissing. Is that the way you learn kissing? You are going to watch a man and a woman hugging themselves, sleeping naked on a bed. Is that not? Because every film, they must add that one on top. They must. You are going to learn. You send a home movie, they teach you every film you watch is conveying a message. They are not just acting. There is a message. There is something they want to project into your heart. And that is exactly what therefore dictates how we live our lives, our social lives. And they have caught these young men and women, young children. I said, what are you going to learn there? Tell me, what in that film is going to give value to your life, spiritually or physically? Nothing. And yet, brother, sister, you spend part one, part two, part three. You even apply and book for part four before it come out. What are you watching? Nothing that can even help your spiritual life. That is your own way of relaxing. You think you are relaxing. You are not relaxing. See the hours the devil has stolen from you during the day. Watching that nonsense. When witches and wizards are walking on your destiny. In the midnight. You, it is that same hour you are watching movie. This consecration period is a period therefore to cleanse all these things. Discipline yourself. This is a time to tell this flesh, no. No, no food, no food, no food. You eat food once in a day. This heaven I must go. Put this flesh under Apostle Paul says so. And let the spirit man be on top. Them that are led by the spirit. And you can never have the leading of the spirit when you allow the flesh to be the one leading you.